Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Water features. The clock radio in my study has a water feature. I can listen to the sound of waves gently lapping some distant shore. Water features are big business in home improvement stores and novelty shops. However, many people miss the greatest, most enduring water feature of all, the rain of God's goodness as He cares for this earth. But you and I can do something about that. Jesus calls us to this tremendous opportunity in Matthew 5:44-45. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. God sends His rain on the good and the bad, and invites each of us to drink. But we are confused because the sign above the rain barrel says, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to the hateful, and pray for the spiteful. Those are the words He calls us to respond to. If He had said, come, be filled with the knowledge and sense of presence that you are sons of God, we would be standing in line. But we sometimes forget that narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it, Matthew 7:14. I am going to speak very pointedly. Every day God offers His sons and daughters fantastic opportunities to be filled with His presence and a sense of our identity in Jesus Christ, but there are few who find it. Our pettiness and pride blind us, not understanding the value of our faithful response to His words. We brush aside those words of God and stumble forward in our own agenda. Obediently, accurately respond to the words of God. Help your neighbor hear the sound of God's loving care for this earth. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.